Welcome to the Torah Nimecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek 50. The end of the last perek relates a conversation between Yerushalayim and Hashem. Yerushalayim asks if Hashem forgot her. Hashem told her that her children will return and will complain about being cramped. In addition, if any nation does not release the Jewish people, Hashem will fight them so that everyone can return. This perek follows the last perek. It is the middle section of the Haftorah for Parshas Ekev that begins in Perek 49 and ends in Perek 51. It is the second of the Shivat Nechemta, the seven Haftoros of comfort that are read following Tisha B'Av. We will study this perek with the commentary of the Das Sofrim. His explanation for this perek is different than most Rishonim, but I'd like to take the time to introduce you to this series of Svarim. The Das Sofrim was written by Rav Chaim Dov Rabinowitz, a Rav born in Vilna who moved to Israel in 1937. While principal of a Talmud Torah in Tel Aviv, Rabbi Rabinowitz spent his life writing a commentary on Tanakh. His work eventually included 23 volumes. He often offers unique insights into the Prakim. Many Gedolim of that era praised his work, including most notably the Chazon Ish. The Das Sofrim explains that this perek is one of the nevuos that explains to the Jewish people why the Nechamos will only take place in the future. There are individuals who sin, and the nation as a whole has to suffer. There can still be a geula, as any sin of any Jewish person never touches the essence of the holy Jewish people. The nevuah begins, Pasuk 1, Ko Amar Hashem, So says Hashem. By quoting Hashem this way, Yeshayahu emphasizes that this nevuah is a commitment by Hashem, not platitudes from a human being. The nation will have a hard time accepting that they should be exiled, and that there should be punishment for their behavior. They claimed that if they were kicked out of the land, they should be exempt from keeping the Torah and mitzvos. Hashem's answer is that Gullus does not cut Hashem's ties with the people. Gullus is temporary, while the bond between Hashem and his people is eternal. Hashem asks, Ezes Sefer Krisus Imchem, where is the bill of divorce for your mother? The mother is the collective nation, the Jewish people. Yeshayahu asks for the evidence that Hashem has divorced the Jewish people and ended their relationship. The Torah, in all of its sections of rebuke, never says that Hashem can reject the Jewish people entirely. In fact, the opposite is true. The Torah says repeatedly that the covenant between Hashem and the Jewish people is forever. The pasuk continues, O, mi mino shai asher macharti eschem lo, or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? The Navi looks at a different relationship Hashem has with the people, that of a master and slave. Although there will come a time in exile when the Jews will be bought and sold as slaves to human masters, Hashem has not relinquished this relationship with them as their ultimate master. When the people look at their circumstances, they should not blame it on their loss of relationship with Hashem, nor on politics. All the negative things happening in their lives can be traced to spiritual reasons. Hein b'avonoseichem nimkartem uveshfeshechem sholcha imchem. Behold, because of your sins you were sold, and for your transgressions was your mother sent away, not with a divorce, but with a separation. The approach of the Das Sofrim to this pasuk is consistent with his approach to sin in all of Nach. When the pasuk says that the people sinned, he emphasizes that this sin should be viewed as relative to Hashem's expectations for the Jewish people. What would be quite natural and normal for the other nations is considered a sin for the Jews. Because there are higher standards for the Jews, these issues must be excised from their behavior and personality, which causes suffering. In addition, he adds another point here that he says elsewhere, namely that despite Galus, the Jewish people can still become more and more holy. Hashem next defends his having to bring this trouble to the Jewish people. When the Jews lived in Israel, Hashem gave them many opportunities to do the right thing, and he gave them the Torah and many Nevi'im to guide them. They did not fulfill their potential despite their capacity for greatness. Pasuk 2. Madu abasi ve'en ish. Why did I come to you and there was no one there? At times, there's a scheduled time for Torah and Tefillah, and one person will not show up. There was supposed to be a minyan, and then there is none. Hashem comes, and there is no minyan at all, because one man decided not to try. Karasi ve'en oneh. I called and no one answered. Hashem has called the people to act as Mamlechas Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. Hashem has called the people and said, your job is to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation that serves as an example for the whole world. But the nation decided not to heed this call and not to live up to this role. Hashem asks a fundamental question. Why are people not invested in their service of Hashem? HaKatzor Katzra Yadim Mitus, is my hand too short to save? If the people would act with sincerity, Hashem would treat them with a parallel amount of goodness. V'im'im bi'koach l'hatzil, do I not have the power to save? Of course Hashem can save them, if the people lived up to their potential. Hashem proves he has the power with how much he impacts nature. Pasuk 2. Hein b'gara si achariv yam asim naharos midbar. Behold, at my rebuke I can dry up the sea. I can make the rivers turn into a wilderness, into a desert. In the air, Pasuk 3, Albish Shamayim Kadrus, I clothe the heavens in darkness. When there are storms and tornadoes, the sky goes black. When there's a drought, the rivers dry up. Because objects do not have free will, Hashem does remarkable, bold things with them. The wind doesn't decide to become a tornado. Hashem uses nature to create the environment for mankind. Man, in contrast, has free will, and Hashem allows him agency over his life. This often leads him to make the wrong choices. This free will is the root of the punishment and suffering of the Jewish people, and the punishment is not coming because Hashem is limited in his power over man. The parak now transitions to Yeshayahu's perspective about his job. His description of his nevuah has two parts. First, he speaks about the natural talents Hashem has given him, which we heard about in the last parak. Then Yeshayahu describes the people's reaction to his role as Navi. Pasuk 4. Hashem nasan li lishon limudim. Hashem has given me a tongue for teaching. Yeshayahu was a natural and talented orator who could explain concepts to those who wanted to learn. Ladas la'us es yo'ef davar. To know how to make times for those who are tired from learning. Yeshayahu praises Hashem for giving him these skills so he can help Bnei Yisrael who are too busy and tired. Hashem taught Yeshayahu how to help people overcome their exhaustion so that they could learn. Not only has Hashem given him these natural talents, Ya'ir baboker baboker, Ya'ir li ozen l'shmoa kalimudim. He woke me each morning. He woke up my ears to hear the teachings. Every single day, Hashem gave Yeshayahu new inspiration and guidance how to teach in these difficult circumstances for the time period he found himself in. Hashem also taught him how to listen for spiritual messages that could be elicited from what he was learning to be shared with his community. Pasuk 5. Hashem gave him the skills needed to teach Hashem's nation so that the people could learn and grow. Pasach li ozen. Hashem opened my ears. Yeshayahu is thankful to Hashem for the ability to do this job every day with the talents he was given. He is also thankful that back in Perek 6, he heard Hashem asking for volunteers to guide the Jewish people. Hashem asked then, who will I send and who will go? Hashem needed someone who is worthy of the position and also someone who is not scared to criticize his peers. Yeshayahu heard this message and responded that he would take the job. Vanochi lo marisi. I was not rebellious. Yeshayahu accepted the job to teach and guide the people without complaining. This parak was said many years after Yeshayahu began his career as a Navi during the time of Uzziahu. Now, decades later, he is reflecting on his role. Even before he took on the mantle of Navi for the nation, he must have been a leader who tried to guide the people to serve Hashem. After he took this hard job, he never regretted it. Achor lo nisu gosi. I never turned back from being a Navi. Yeshayahu tried to do his job as a Navi with enthusiasm, even though there were so many roadblocks to him being able to teach and lead. The people did not make his job easy. Pasuk 6. Gevi nasati l'makim u'lechayai l'mortim. I gave my back to those who hit, my cheeks to those that plucked hair. The people attacked Yeshayahu physically and also insulted him. The people did not appreciate Yeshayahu's rebuke of them. It wasn't necessarily that the people opposed the ideals of the Torah in particular. They just didn't like him telling them what to do. The people did not spare him any insults, but Yeshayahu kept at it and ignored them. He knew Hashem would protect him then and in the future. With the confidence in Hashem's help, Pasuk 7, Lo nechlamti, I did not get embarrassed. Though the people tried to shame him, he did not take it personally and had steely determination to continue his mission. Veda ki lo evosh. and I knew that I would not be embarrassed. The word busha means a sense of shame that one is a failure and will never succeed. Yeshayahu had been assured that his words would eventually penetrate into the hearts and the minds of the people, maybe not in his generation, but at some time in the future. So he was not ashamed and did not feel that he was a failure. Yeshayahu knew that though he was not yet successful, Pasuk 8, Karov Matzdiki, the time when my words will be justified and proven right is coming. To prove his point, Yeshayahu, as we have seen in other prakim, offers to debate those who disagree. He remains confident that he would win any debate. He says in language parallel to what he said earlier in the parak, Pasuk 9, Hashem Ya'azar Li, Hashem will help me. The people he is debating will accuse him of being a false Navi. They will claim that what he says is meaningless. But these people are Kabeged Yivlu, like an old, worn-out garment. When a person gets an outfit, it looks best the first time it's washed. If it's better quality, it will last a bit longer. But all clothes eventually wear out, except if you lived in the Midbar for 40 years. These people who are fighting Yeshayahu may not be proven wrong immediately, but eventually it will be clear that they are damaged. The Navi says that what will happen to these other people will be like Ush Yochlim, like a moth ate them. A moth is a small creature that looks pretty harmless, but these harmless creatures, these harmless insects, ruin clothing. These Rishaim will be ruined by small, invisible things that will keep stopping them from being successful. Yeshayahu wants to talk to people who fear Hashem instead of the people who are not listening to him. He asks them, Pasuk 10, Mi vachem yirei Hashem shomei b'kol avdo? Who among you fear Hashem and listens to the voice of his servants? The people who respond positively are as if halach chashechim ve'en noga lo. He is walking in darkness and has no light. This person is suffering, and there seems like there is no hope. Yeshayahu advises these people who feel pushed in by the darkness. Yivtach b'shem Hashem v'she'en belokav. He should trust in Hashem's name and rely on his God. The pasuk doesn't say that he should trust in Hashem. Rather, it says he should trust in the name of Hashem. This person should know that when he mentions the name of Hashem, and reminds himself of Hashem's greatness, this will take him out of the dark spot and help him rise over the difficulties of the time. The dark and angry feelings are a sign that the person does not fear Hashem. There are people who, Pasuk 11, Kodchei Esh Ma'azrei Zikos, who kindle fire and give power to flames. These are people who don't have reasons to get angry, but they're always finding reasons to rile themselves up and sin against Hashem. They are lighting flames, not realizing the consequences. They should realize that this attitude is problematic. They will, l'chu b'or eshchem u'b'zikos b'artem. Because of their attitude, they will go into their flames that they have created with their own fire, and in the fire they will burn. The fire of anger and resentment they light will end up burning themselves. They are causing themselves to be punished. They will be kept in this circumstance until they decide to change. The punishment is not being driven by some external force or another person, but from the negativity they are introducing into the world. They should know that even if the punishment is a result of what man does, really everything is miyadi ha'isazos lachem. Everything is from the hand of Hashem. If Hashem had not wanted bad things to happen, they wouldn't hurt them. This short parak dealt with a few themes. The first topic revolves around punishment. Hashem will never abandon his long-standing relationship with the Jewish people. Next, Yeshayahu describes his life as Navi and how he worked to teach the people so that they would not be punished. Finally, he offers to debate the people who resent him and tells them that their negativity and anger to Hashem and insistence on sinning will bring them only harm. One lesson we can learn from this parak is the description of Yeshayahu as a teacher. Hashem gave him all the tools to be a good teacher. He was a talented orator. He had the shon limudim, the ability to speak and be understood. Yet, Hashem still had to give him daily inspiration to reach the hearts and minds of the students of each generation he lived through. As a teacher, every day required new attention and commitments. And even though Yeshayahu had the skill, he still had to choose to show up for the job because he faced insults and condemnations. This is a plug for an inspiration for all the teachers who are listening to this, that it's a thankless job, but it's a holy job. And if we have the skill and capacity to do so, we should teach the next generation. The other remarkable characteristic that came through this parak was how humble yet self-aware Yeshayahu was. He could plainly state that he was a talented teacher, but that did not make him feel better and more than others. It just gave him a responsibility to fill the role. It made him invest in a job that no one else would want. This is a lesson for all of us. We must ask Hashem for help each day to be successful, and then invest in the work every single day. We must also be honest about who we are and be humble to know that our talents are our way, our path to serve Hashem, and that we can serve Hashem with whatever gifts He has given us. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.